Our special guest tonight before the game is Bob Fry. And, of course, we're doing our behind-the-scenes feature. Eddyville and Albia, doubleheader tonight. We've already got one on the book, and we've got another one coming up, so stay tuned for that. Bob, you have taken care of the Albia Sports Complex for a long time. You know, a lot of major league teams, if you ever watch their groundskeepers during a major league game, and even AAA like the Iowa Cubs and everything, it's hard to believe, but every one of those men that work with that have a master's degree in turf management. You wouldn't expect that. I don't think you've got a master's degree in turf management, but you certainly keep the Albia Sports Complex in tip-top shape. And, Bob, how many years have you been doing that?
29 years,
and how did that all get started? What's your background in that? Did you just volunteer to do it, or how did it all come about?
Well, it started out, I was working for low-rent housing for Grooms Construction when they built low-rent housing. Janet Jenkins was on the board at Low Rent Housing and also the sports complex. And so Mike Lawrence and Gary Peterson was the head of it. And when they got the sports complex started, she asked me if I'd be interested. So I went out and had an interview with Gary and Mike and started out at $4 an hour in the fall of 84.
So had you done that kind of thing a lot? Because Gary, of course, was the extension director at the time, and he certainly knew all of his grasses and his turf management and everything. In fact, his son, Todd, actually went into golf course management, and I think he still does that. I'm not sure where Todd's at now, but they certainly had a lot of interest in that. But you must have certainly impressed him in that interview.
Well, I don't know. I guess I was... Might have been the only one at the time. And Janet Jenkins had a lot to do with it. I mean, she pulled for me there. And as far as the grass and stuff's concerned there, it's just a matter of they had me fertilize spring and fall. And you got to keep it mowed when you can, as you know, keep it down. And that's just about all there is to it. The rain does a lot first.
You make it sound very simple, but I know that when you go by there, I see you, and all the years I would teach at Oskaloosa until I retired from there at the age of 56, I'd see you out there all the time, and you had to get the diamond red in, you had the tarp. What was a typical week like for you over those 29 years? And I'm sure it's changed over those 29 years, too. How did it start out, and how's it changed, and what was a typical week like?
Well, it started out, I was the only one there. We had three fields. I got the fields ready, marked for games, and done the mowing, weed eating, and trash pickup for, I'd say, 15 years. And then we started getting some help, summer help. And as the time went by, we got somebody to mark the fields. I still got the fields ready to mark. And as of today, I don't do the fields other than try to dry them out during the day while the coaches are working, but I don't mark the fields anymore.
With the dirt out there on a diamond, of course, I had to, as a high school coach for years, had to deal with some of that too. You have to keep the mound is always a special consideration. The grass is one thing, but the dirt and everything is very important. And of course, we live, as obviously it's evident here this spring, water can play havoc with all of that. Did you have to ever do anything specific with the mound or work the dirt or this or that? Did the coaches ever ask you to do this or that? Or I'm sure you did some research on how to make things even better. Tell us about some of that.
Well, mainly the mound, if you kept it covered, you'd keep the biggest share of the water off of it. And it's just a matter of taking the tarp off early and raking it so it airs out for the game in the evening. And, of course, now we've got rock on there instead of dirt, which is a lot easier. It dries faster, and we also have a field machine now that we didn't have before. When I started out, we had a three-wheeler and bed springs, and then we had fence wire. And so with this field machine, if it rains tonight, you can go out in the morning with this machine, and by game time, you can have it ready to play if you don't get 2 or 3 inches, you know.
Now, do you have to use special dirt on the diamond? Was that something you always had to deal with?
No, not when we had the dirt. It was just dirt. But with this rock, we have what they call a flexo clay. And then, of course, last year they changed and put some other stuff on it, which is similar to this flexo clay. It gets hard. And when you have to also wet it to even work it sometimes from the, you know, in front of the pitcher's plate. And that's been a plus, you know, with the tarp on it. So.
And, of course, batters like to dig in, and you get your holes there around the plate. With the flexo clay, and you can see this at, for example, the Iowa Cubs games, they get out and they put a little more in, fill those holes, and you kind of tamp that down, don't you?
Right. Yeah, you have to, once you get it worked in with a little bit of water mixture and with this, you take your tamp and tamp it down real good. Yeah.
It's always amazing when you go to a major league game or another game, and you'll see them, even if the field's been wet, they'll go out between games or before a game, in between innings even, and they'll water things again. And I know some people will say, why would they water that? I mean, it's already got to be wet. But there's a real reason for that, and you kind of alluded to it.
Yeah, well, when you like when you get the field ready to play, when they first start playing, it's dusty in this time of year. Normally it would be dusty. And so they want to water that down so when they slide into bases, they don't have the dust flying up around them. And you start out with a damp field or a wet field, and you wind up with the dust flying, and then you turn around and water. Yeah.
Did coaches ever encourage you, or did you ever try anything innovative to dry a field out when maybe a coach would come to you and say, we just absolutely have to get this field ready tonight? Did you ever try to do anything rather unique to get that ready?
Yeah, take 5-gallon buckets out there in cups and dip the water out of the water holes, shop vacs, suck it out of there, and then once you get the water out of there, go get you a trailer load of dry stuff and put in there and just work it till it's ready to go.
Now, the girls' diamond, because it's not a grass infield, that always presents a little different problem. How is doing a dirt infield different than preparing the boys' diamond?
Well, now they're both the same. They both got the same rock on them. But like you say, the infield, the grass infield for the boys, the pitcher's mound is the only thing you have to work. And the girls, it's just the whole field is... it's the same. You know, you work the whole field the very same way.
With the rain we've had, the field can dry out pretty well with the rock, but it can become pretty hard. And, of course, that becomes problematic sometimes too, doesn't it?
Yeah, once it gets the water on there and the water goes down and they say go out and practice on it and they dig holes and tear it up, if the sun comes out like it is today, it'll set there and bake, and then your machine is just a-bouncing on that hard rock.
That would be a big problem, too. The other thing, Bob, you've done this for 29 years. Does it ever seem like, golly, I'm doing kind of the same thing every day? Does that ever bother you, or what's your attitude about that? Obviously, you've got a good one because you put in a lot of time.
Well, when I first started out there, the little girls, they called them pigtails and ponytails, are now married and have children of their own. And as of myself, I just love to watch those kids play and grow up. And anything I can do to make this field playable and the grounds pretty for them, I enjoy it.
Well, I thought you'd probably say that. That's why I wanted to ask you that. You're a big part of all those kids playing over the years, and you do a lot of the work that kind of makes people like me and others who coach and manage and enjoy the games, you make it easier for us because you keep those playing surfaces not only well manicured, and there's some skill obviously to that, as you mentioned, but you make it safe because it needs to be safe. And so that's a big part of it too. What's your long-term goals?
For
anything.
Oh.
How long are you going to do this?
Well, probably as long as I can still get on the tractor and mow. Right now, my job is mainly just mowing and picking up trash and weed eating and stuff because I'm on salary now instead of hourly wage. I just work the months of April through August. So things, like you say, things have changed over the years.
Bob Fry, just a great guy, always personable. And when we were talking about a behind-the-scenes feature, we have to talk about Bob because he does so much behind the scenes so that the young people here in the area can play on some excellent baseball and softball diamonds. Bob, keep up the great work. It's always good to see you.
I'd also like to add that being I don't have much to do with the fields anymore, the coaches do the work, the fields, and mark them, and they are doing a fine job, too.
Bob Fry, behind the scenes. We'll be back with more right after this.